Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and the title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, get the full-length episode to try. Enjoy. Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are the Hillbilly Youngins. Hey friends, it's Kristen
and Dakota,
and you are listening to episode 13 of Hillbilly Youngins. And today, what are we going to talk about, Coda?
We are going to be talking about Bobby Mackey's.
And what is Bobby Mackey's?
In the morning, in like afternoon, whatever, it's a ghost tour place, and then in the night, it's like where people go and dance and listen to music and stuff.
It's a country club!
Yeah.
Yeehaw! It's where us hillbilly youngins will go and dance and ride the mechanical bull.
Really?
I can't do it. I can't sound like grandma. I'm not as twangy.
It's really easy. You know, I'm really actually good at talking in, like, different accents.
Let's hear your country accent.
Okay, give me a phrase to say.
Well, butter my biscuit.
Well, butter my biscuits.
Eh.
Whatever, Mom.
It's I'm just like, kidding. It's all right.
When it's like just talking, it's okay. Not an actual phrase that sounded weird like that.
Say, I want some peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You just tell me what it is. Okay. I want some peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you reckon?
No. You do?
Yes!
All right, let's get going.
Whatever, Mom.
All right, Bobby Mackey's.
It's more like Australian and British, but don't even ask me.
I don't even, yeah. Me. Yeah. No, I'm not making fun. I'm just
really? Oh, critiquing. My gosh. Okay, let's get on.
All right, Bobby Mackey's, located in Wilder, Kentucky. It is a, like you said, Dakota, a ghost touring location by day and a country club by night. However, it hasn't always been a fun night out on the town. It was originally a slaughterhouse in 1850.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what that is?
Yes, where, I hate to say it because I love animals so much, but it's where they kill animals for meat.
Mm-hmm. Where you get your yummy hamburgers.
I don't like
bacon.
To think about it when I eat stuff like that.
I do. I love it. One time,
Mom,
guys.
You are the most freakish person in the world.
One time, guys, she said she wanted to become a vegetarian. Oh, I love the story. And I think we were like cooking burgers that night, and she was like, Mom, I'm going to become a vegetarian. And I said,
I don't sound like that.
Yeah, you do. And I said, Coda, are you sure? And she goes, yes. She's like, what can I eat? And I said, well, mostly like vegetables and fruit and salads. And she goes, I can't eat that burger. I said, no, you can't eat any meat if you're a vegetarian. And she's like, well, maybe I'll become a vegetarian tomorrow. And that never happened. Actually, today she ate chicken.
Whatever, Mom.
I'm telling.
It was only like four chickens.
It's four chicken strips. Anywho, it was a slaughterhouse. It served northwestern Kentucky and Cincinnati, Ohio. My family is actually from the northern Kentucky area. I don't know if any of my fellow Kentuckians have heard of the name Peluso, but that is my last name.
It means hairy in Spanish.
We've already covered that on the last show. Thank you. And the Pelusos pretty much run Newport. They throw the Italian Fest every summer. And I think my dad's cousin is the city commissioner. I'm not really, really sure. Yeah, I had a great uncle who was the mayor, Johnny TV Peluso.
Johnny TV?
Yeah, he was. There's all kinds of stories I can't really talk about. Just know that they were Italian and they did stuff. That's all I'm going to say. Wow. Anywho.
I went to the Newport Aquarium for like my 9th or 10th birthday. And then we went to this really cool place. I don't remember what it was called, but. And then we had sourdough. Well, I had sourdough and shrimp, I think. Pasta. Okay.
How do we always end up getting on topics of the food that you eat?
I don't know.
All right. Let's keep talking about Bobby Mackey's.
Yeah.
In the lowest part of the building was a well dug for the purpose to hold the blood, guts, and waste from the slaughtered animals. Yum.
Mom! Oh my
Yum.
God. What if that's for KFC gets there?
I doubt it.
And then they just fry it.
Holy chicken. The slaughterhouse closed in 1890, and satanic cult activity occurred in the abandoned building, particularly by the well, where animals and possibly humans were killed for their ritualistic purposes.
Wow, that's messed up. I know. Seriously.
This would be the beginning of a long history of evil and paranormal entities. Now, there was lots of tragedies that happened. Like I said, sure. A long history. The next tragedy was in 1896 when a headless corpse... Why is that? It's not funny, but it is. A headless corpse was found less than 2 miles from the old slaughterhouse. This body was identified to be a 22-year-old girl by the name of Pearl Bryan.
Why do you think that's funny?
I don't know.
The only reason I'm laughing is because of your laugh. Mom said that you sound like the dog Snoopy from the Peanuts movie.
Who said that?
Addison.
Son of a gun. All right. Her name was Pearl, and she was from Greencastle, Indiana. The murderers were found to be her boyfriend, Scott Jackson, and his roommate, Alonzo Walling.
That's so dumb. Just why?
Her head was never found, but it is said Scott, the boyfriend, had ties to the satanic cult, and the head was used in the rituals performed in the slaughterhouse basement. Gross. The slaughterhouse, I know.
So, like, her head was, like, tied to something?
I don't know. Maybe they, like, put it on a stick. That's and they're disgusting. Like, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Sorry. The slaughterhouse was eventually demolished, and in 1920, a new building was built. It served as the purpose as a casino and nightclub. In 1933, a man by the name of Buck Brady bought the building and named it Primrose.
That's pretty.
I know. The Cincinnati mobsters took an interest into the casino. I guess they were trying to, like, use it to launder money and do all kinds of illegal activity.
Probably.
The new owner wanted no ties to the mob and eventually left the business in 1946. Mm. In 1950, the building reopened as a nightclub called the Latin Cuerda.
You're not very good.
The Latin Quarter. Let's just keep it at that. The owner's daughter, named Johanna, beautiful name, she soon fell in love with a singer named Robert Randall. When the two tried to run away together, the father, the owner of the club, was against this and used his criminal connections to kill Robert.
Oh my gosh.
Johanna soon found out and in revenge poisoned her own father.
Yeah, at least she didn't murder her father like with a weapon other than poison. You know, like a knife or something?
I mean, either way, he's dead.
Well, yeah, but I mean, she's not that evil to, you know, stab or shoot her own father.
I mean, I guess that's a bright side you can look at.
I just tried to find it and everything.
After she poisoned him, she took her own life. And guess where all this happened?
By the well.
In the basement. You are correct. In the basement where the well is. What is up with this well? I thought wells were supposed to be a place where you could throw pennies in and make a wish. Well, not bodies to the portal of hell.
Why would you say that?
What? Hell?
Yeah!
H-E-double hockey sticks?
Yeah!
Hell.
Shut
hell.
Up!
It's all about the context, goofball. I'm not cursing.
Yeah, you are.
The club was closed in 1978 after many fatal shootings, and later that year was purchased by the country singer Bobby Mackey. He turned it into a country bar, and it's still there today. Now, Dakota, Yes. That is the history of Bobby Mackey's. Do you have any information on the paranormal aspect?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
People that went to Bobby Mackey's believed that the well had a gateway to the underworld.
Hell.
Stop! Footsteps are often heard in the basement stairs.
Boom!
Or on boom. The basement stairs. That would be weird if, you know, they hear, like, knocking inside of it. That would be creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's keep going. A former caretaker claims to have been demonically possessed. An exorcism was performed on him in the club. Like the actual building.
And for you kids who don't know what an exorcism is, it's where a priest comes and performs an exorcism on the person that is possessed by the demons.
And like shake and scrub.
Yeah, basically like
the holy water.
Yeah, throws like holy water on you and is like, the power of Christ compels you, you.
Okay, let's keep going. Bobby Mackey's wife claims to have smelt a strong scent of roses in the basement, a scent that was worn by Johanna. She was also picked up and thrown and pushed down the stairs.
And I think it said that she never stood foot in that bar ever again. And I do not blame her.
Yeah,
some ghosts are trying to mess her up.
While we were talking about Pearl Bryan, it says that there are photos that match the description of Pearl Bryan. A headless ghost and photos of Buck Brady apparition also.
I'm just picturing a headless ghost.
What how
that would look. I'm just wondering how that would look.
Like a headless man.
Okay. Now, what?
You know the headless horseman? If it took off its stupid pumpkin head.
Oh. But she she didn't have a pumpkin. All right, sorry.
Oh my god. My mom was ridiculous. Okay. And then the last thing, which is not the least, says the owner would close the bar and hours later see that the bar lights were turned back on, the front doors were unlocked, and the jukebox playing the anniversary waltz. Even though, the jukebox was unplugged. It's weird how, like, when you die, if you become a ghost, you're, like, nothing but literally energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You either have enough energy and electricity in your body to do this, or not even your body, just, like, something you call a body or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fly, which is pretty awesome. So because you're made out of electricity, I guess that, like, the relationship you share is that your friends are toasters.
If you were an appliance, you would be a toaster.
No, I would probably be a computer where I could download and play Roblox.
Oh my god.
Or PS4.
Here she goes.
Well, maybe the part with the jukebox is Joe Diffie trying to get that wish that he sang in.
R.I.P. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Oh, I love Joe.
Didn't he sing a song about himself?
What do you mean?
Like, Joe Diffie.
No, Jason Aldean sang that.
That's funny.
I know, that's called 1994. It's a good one.
1994. That's not actually how I sing. I sing way better than that. So that's all that I have for the paranormal part.
I hope that when I'm a ghost, I feel like when I'm a ghost and, like, if you heard, like, footsteps on the stairs, I feel like they would, like, hear really heavy breathing and probably really loud thumps from where I fall up and down the stairs so much. I hope in the afterlife I don't have weak ankles.
Well, no, because you could probably just float across the stairs.
I'd still probably fall somehow. I always do.
Maybe you I just like, can't walk. On a kid.
I just can't walk. It just isn't, you know, I'm just not good at it.
Well, if I die, the place I'm going to be, quote unquote, haunting is this house.
Why?
Just because I like this house.
Oh, I gotcha.
And it has, like, a lot of space. What for me to just float around?
That's funny.
Okay, so what did you think about Bobby Mackey's mom? Because I know that you've been there, actually.
Yeah, so I went down there to the actual, like, the country club. Mm-hmm. And it was years ago. I went there for a friend's party. And this was before I ever knew it was haunted.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I went there, and the parking lot itself is terrifying. Yeah. And I went in there. The whole place is, like, really dark.
Yeah.
I remember going into the bathroom and just feeling like something was watching me the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was scared to death. Well, like I said, it was really freaking scary. I know that Mom and Jerry, they went and did the ghost tour. Mm-hmm. And they took pictures. Uh-huh. And there was all kinds of orbs. Ooh. There was one where Mom was sitting at a table, and the orb was, like, right next to her. Like, it was, like, posing with her.
I bet it was like, oh, my God, I love your hair. Can we take a picture? I listened to your podcast. Let's take a photo.
Oh, my God. Selfie. Everywhere we go, people are always like, oh, my God, I love your hair.
Our family's a wild card, and especially Grandma.
She's one wild woman.
She's a wild card with mostly magenta, purple, and pink colors.
That's what I love about her, though. She's so herself and original, and that's just what makes her so great. Well, I mean, other things, too, but I love my mom.
I tell everybody at school, oh, my God, my grandma's got literally magenta, hot pink,
she's purple tatted. Hair.
What?
And she's tatted.
I mean, yeah. I mean, once you get them, they don't go away.
Nah, she got tatted at an older age.
That's true.
Well, Coda, you got any other things you want to add?
Nope.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed our show. Yes. And I hope you tune in next week for episode 14. Don't know what it's on yet. We kind of like to wing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we like to, like, kind of like the minute before our show. I'm just joking.
No, we don't do that.
I'm joking.
And we hope you all, like I said, enjoy the show. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you all have a wonderful and safe week.
Bye.
Bye.
That's actually the one time I've only said goodbye. Okay, bye for real.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Kids, just a quick reminder that bullying is not okay.
If you are bullying someone, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you are being bullied, please tell your teacher, your counselor, or your parents.
Remember to check out the website, www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Bye!
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan. And we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.